Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the gospel of the glory of God and the glory of Christ. Chapter 20. The glory of Christ as the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. Topic E. Corruptible promises or incorruptible promises. Another angle that shows the superiority of the order of Melchizedek and the express inferiority of the order of Aaron is the whole system of promises that each order presents, as well as the ability to sustain the promises that each one announces. The order of Aaron presents defective or even deceptive promises, but which attract people by the illusions and expectations they promote to their listeners, being compared in the scriptures to fascinations or enchantments. The promises of the order of Aaron are distorted by the fact that this order cannot even sustain what it promises, or because if it can keep any promise, the promises it offers, ultimately, are earthly and, therefore, fleeting and ephemeral. The order of Aaron has no support to fulfill what it promises because the fulfillment of the promises therein is conditioned to a perfect functioning of the entire collectivity of people and the whole set of precepts that are associated with it. And not even a single individual of it can fulfill what one promises before God and others. A person associated with the order of Aaron could only achieve the promises of this order if one fulfilled all the precepts of the law of this order, which has already been demonstrated, in history and in the scriptures, to be impossible to be accomplished by a human being subject and enslaved to weaknesses, sins, and heavy yokes of condemnation. And since the order of Aaron promises what is temporal and which in the end is not beneficial for a person concerning eternal things, and also because it cannot even fulfill what it promises, it is an order that needed to be exposed and then removed by something perfect and superior to it so that people could come to have an appropriate hope and true promises. Hebrews 8:6-7. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. Propositions to serve God for the primary sake of material, social well-being, and enrichment have always attracted and enticed many people in antiquity as well as in recent days, but it is also in these promises that the temporality and weakness of its promises reside, as is more widely exposed as well in the subject on the Christian and the riches, of which we recall below the following texts. Proverbs 23:4-5. Do not overwork to be rich, because of your own understanding, cease. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings, they fly away like an eagle toward heaven. 1 Timothy 6:9. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. God is a broadly generous Lord. However, in the priestly order he offers, which is that of Melchizedek, never something of earthly, fleshly, or material value will surpass the value of a soul's eternal salvation. Aaron's order is a bargaining order for material well-being and which puts eternal salvation in the background. The order of Melchizedek, in turn, is an order that expresses its promises with truth because what it offers is the true and eternal blessing that each human being needs. The order of Melchizedek is not based on promises of positions and titles in human structures or infinite material gains and so many other haughty things that are repeatedly desired by those who submit to the order of Aaron. On the other hand, it promises and can entirely sustain a person for eternal life and to be forever with the Most High God who offers righteous and true love to all who remain in him. If a person does not appreciate the order of Melchizedek for its origin and constitution, at the very least one should look at it with affection, respect, reverence, and fear for what only this priestly order can offer and support, as it is the only one that can promise and sustain life in the present and for eternity. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God through us.